BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Thursday, and it's free. Jeff Brazier off The Hub plays innuendo bingo and turns up in a suit and bow tie. I don't know. Greg's on Real or No Real. Big Mo's DJ set is a success. White D off of Benefit Street does a rap. And why I'm not keen on banana eating in public.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 1.
Is this thing on? My recurring nightmare is actually happening in real life. I only had it 2 nights ago. Press play on a song, doesn't work. Then go to speak on the radio, microphone doesn't work. That just happened at the beginning of Coldplay. It's actually happening, Chris.
It's all fine now, though.
For now?
Unless no one can hear us right now.
Are we on?
It's hard to tell.
Hello. Got a quick rush around there, bit of change of studio, and we're on. So, yeah, a bit of excitement to start the show today.
This is Scott Mills. Are we still going to be able to do innuendo bingo?
I believe
so. Can I have assurances that this will be happening?
Yeah, because look, the plastic sheets have just arrived.
Okay, just in a different studio.
Different place, yeah, it's all fine. Right. I mean, it's not that different. So, we've got... Yes, that's right. Jeff Brazier playing innuendo bingo today at 1:45. You'll know him from ITV This Morning, The Hub.
The Hub.
And he also, he gets those really good gigs, which I want to ask him about, right? Where they seem to fly you to somewhere really hot and sunny, and all you do is go, if you want to win this competition, answer this easy question, A, B, or C. He gets to do them. Sometimes I want to say one of JLS gets to do them, or Joe Swash. And it seems to me that they just fly you out to, like, Sydney, and it's like them by the Sydney Opera House going, if you'd like to win a fantastic holiday here, tell me, what is the name of this building next to me?
They're the real competition winners, aren't they?
Do they just fly them out to do that?
I guess so.
Because that's a brilliant job. We need to ask this to Brazier. 1:45 today, he's getting it in the face on innuendo bingo. Watch online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Jeff Brazier becomes Jeff Sprazier.
Hey.
lol. Thanks, Sam in Swansea, for that. At 1:45 this afternoon. Okay, there's a lot of plastic sheets in here today and they smell a bit weird. Brazier won't mind.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Later, we definitely need to find out how Big Mo's DJ set went last night.
I love it.
She rang us up yesterday because she heard us talking about her DJ debut. So it was in Canterbury. That's right, Big Mo off of The Jungle in EastEnders. You heard me correctly. She did do a DJ set last night. Some of the pictures going around from the evening are incredible.
Some people are being too snobby about it, though. I've seen loads of DJs going, it's disgraceful, Big Mo on the decks.
No, I'm all for it. We'll give her a ring later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know me, I'm not really much into the fashions myself. You know, I kind of leave it to Grimmy and Fern and Greg.
I don't know, you do your fair share.
Sometimes, but then I kind of forget that, because I don't really get photographed, you know, like, you see what it's like outside Radio 1 every day when Fern leaves, like, there's, like, so many photographers. I don't get that, which I'm quite pleased about.
Right.
But I need to stop carrying stuff in carrier bags quite so much. It just looks, it doesn't look good, but I love a carrier bag.
But what's your problem? Someone's taken a picture of you holding a carrier bag.
Okay, right. Because I don't get photographed, I don't really care. But the one day, today, that somebody took a photo of me, maybe I was carrying a shop that rhymes with Wildy, bag for life.
That's okay. That's fine.
I know, it's fine. But it's not the best look if you're having a picture taken, like a bright red bag for life.
Right, I know what you mean. You sometimes need to play up the role of being a celebrity.
But I just forget.
Celebrities can't be seen to be searching for bargains.
No, I don't mind that. It's just, I just don't think it's very... what you would say, Radio 1 DJ. Do you know what I mean?
Are you worried about what they can see in the bag as well? Because as we had to move studios earlier, we sort of had to run between two studios here. I dropped my pants in the live lounge.
I know. I saw that, but I thought you were trying to...
I had to leave them.
I thought you were trying to style it out, but I didn't actually notice that you dropped your pants.
No, because we needed to talk. So I was like, someone's like, you dropped your pants. It's like, it's fine, leave them.
Yeah, just leave them there.
But then I only realised 5 minutes ago. So actually, for quite a while now, people have been walking through the live lounge and sort of quite sinister. There's a pair of pants.
It's no, I mean, we've done worse. But I'm just thinking that I'm going to move away from the carrier bags. Just like now and again. Lots of the producer like nodding ahead, going, yeah, you do carry too many carrier bags. Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Actually, I think you'll find that Jeff Brazier is walking in just behind you there, actually. Oh, look how smart he is.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you, Jeff?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Ready for what? A drenching? Essentially.
You're so Jeff, smart, man.
You're actually
just
wearing.
Straight from work. What do you want me to do?
There's a bow tie on. He's got a bow tie on the go. Wow.
It's a smart little dickie.
Do you know about this game?
No, I don't. But if you spit anything on my dickie bow, you're in trouble.
Is that one? you're looking good. You're looking smart, Jeff. I knew you would be smart, but I didn't know. I thought you might dress it down a bit for this game.
I'm basically going to a black tie dinner party tonight.
Have you got a change of clothes?
No, I don't. No.
You're the smartest dressed player I think we've ever had.
Well, seriously, how wet do you get?
Gets wet. Anyway, so watch this online in a minute. This is going to be excellent. This makes it even better. Can I just say thank you so much as well for doing our transfer deadline day thing, the relationship transfer deadline stuff.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was so good.
And what a reaction as well.
I know. You were in your absolute element. And I liked it that we were all talking a bit like that.
Well, there was a lot of football commentary talk, John, and we didn't really know what was going to go on that day, but it was very successful.
You
for
need
all
to
involved.
Do that more often. We need to find... like things you can do like that because it was so good. You're like the best at it.
We should just read the scores out on a Saturday afternoon.
Really
we?
Good. Have you just come from the hub?
Yeah.
Oh,
does that
the
make
actual
sense?
Hub. Yeah. I know what you mean. On this morning, obviously.
Do they give you an iPad or do you have to like BYO?
I don't have to. No, I don't have to bring my own in. I just borrow one. They've got about 10 actually.
Yeah. What was on the show today? Anything good?
Lots of talk, yeah. I can't always remember.
I know.
Do you know what? My favourite part was we had a Mother's Day makeover. So it was a mum who basically had a five-year-old who had a leukaemia 3 years. Tough time. She comes in and we do her up. Leo Bancroft, wallop. All of a sudden, she's looking great. And we like that.
Wallop. Okay, Jeff, now I want you to get yourself in place. Loosen up your dicky bow if you fancy it, because we're about to play Innuendo Bingo with Jeff Brazier.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really worried about Jeff's outfit now, because it looks expensive. Jeff Brazier's here.
Actual dicky bow.
I know. I mean, this is what a smart guy.
Mm.
Just didn't expect it for this, but, you know.
Starkey, no water must go on my dicky bow.
This is the concern. There's a debate to be had here about how we're going to go about this.
Questions to be asked.
That's right.
Just avoid the dicky bow area, please.
Ah, it's good to have you on, Jeff. Okay, let's play the music. Turning on cameras now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you want to see how actual smart Jeff Brazier looks today, he's putting this all to shame in our hoodies. Absolutely. Go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And you can see Jeff now, even on your phone, on your laptop, maybe have a little break from work. He's looking smart on the cameras.
I'm just going to phone my phone my phone away because... ready?
Yeah.
Oh. We don't want that getting wet, do we?
No, that's a very good idea.
I've dribbled already.
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm. Okay, so Jeff, you do know about this game. You know,
you've aware seen it. Of the premise. The premise is to get the opponent wet or not, as the case may be, because you're trying not to laugh at what is funny.
That's it.
Thanks. That's never been said like that before.
Oh, it's very good. You should do the rules more often because sometimes I struggle. Okay, so get online bbc.co.uk/radio1. Got some clips here from you lot, and we're about to play with Jeff Brazier on Innuendo Bingo. Okay. Are we ready, boys?
Ready? Right, here we go, mate.
Cheers.
Watch online now. Let us know if you're watching. 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. Okay, first of all, we're going over to Lamming Live. Great show. On BBC Two. And they're in Scotland. Now, it's not just lambs you get on Lamming Live, as you're about to find out.
In this part of the world, the ancient winter sport of curling is a tradition amongst Scottish farmers. I'm joining the Dykes and a few of their neighbours for a friendly game of four against four.
Right, Jeff.
All over my face. Come on, you got a bit on your leg. Man up.
Listen, he got it all over my jeans. You expect me not to retaliate?
I'm joining the Dykes and a few of their neighbours for a friendly game of four against four.
I've never seen that on Lemon Live before. Oh. Okay, so we're off. Right. Now, lots of water, please, lads. Mm-hmm. Lads special on Inira Bingo today. Let's cross over to MasterChef. Mm-hmm. And listen how mouth-wateringly keen the voiceover lady is on Robert's recipe. Here we go.
Robert's meatballs are cooked in a spicy tomato sauce.
No, fine. That's it. Okay. All right, now over to Zane Lowe on BBC Radio 1. This came as quite a surprise to Zane's listeners. I must admit, I don't think I've ever thought about this way, you know, my listeners in this way before. You ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
So I've been thinking long and hard about you knocking one out.
Zane!
What did he follow that with?
What? I don't...
It's amazing.
I don't get it.
So I've been thinking long and hard about you knocking one out.
Never, I've never thought about you in that way, if you're listening. All right? Okay. Now we're going over to an innuendo bingo legend. It's Vanessa Fouts over on BBC Radio 2. More water, Jeff. Vanessa is always on Innuendo Bingo. I mean, there've been some classics over the years. This one being my favourite, water.
It's 5:53, and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers.
Okay, thanks, Vanessa. So she's been on a lot. But here is what Vanessa and Chris Evans get up to when they're not on air.
Coming up next, Chris Evans, who was my cinema-going companion at lunch yesterday. He doesn't eat during the day. I offered him a lick of my cream egg.
I bet she did.
I bet she did.
I offered him a lick of my cream egg.
Thanks, Vanessa. Okay.
How do you eat yours? All right, cheers.
Water, please. Wow, best dressed participant ever, says Jim in Nottingham. I know.
Oh. Cheers, Jimbo.
James of Southampton's watching for the first time. He says, bring it on. Okay, over to Secret Eaters now, where they secretly film people stuffing their faces and then wonder why they're not losing any weight. It's a winning formula for a show. Have you seen that show? It's brilliant. They have like fake wall, and there'd be like this couple going like eating loads of donuts, and then like they bring the wall down, and it's like, you've eaten 5,000 calories. That's why you're fat.
And they don't know. They don't know behind the fake wall.
Secret eaters. It's brilliant. Rubbish. It's great. I know. But before that, they've normally done an interview going, no, I don't eat much at all. And then the next bit is them just like eating a tray of donuts. Okay, so Secret Eaters. Check this bloke, though. I wouldn't want to be doing this on TV.
This bloke was about to hit the road, but that plan hits the skids when he spots the butter icing.
Rock a big bit of cake.
Yeah. And this bloke's so excited about cutting his own slice, he loses his load.
Okay. Everyone's fine.
That was a new one.
What happened there, please?
He sort of just he slapped his cheeks and it went right over me.
Alright. Hello there.
Again.
There we go.
Hello.
Listen to the game we're playing.
That's right. Yeah.
It's catching, isn't it?
Over
contagious.
Over to MasterChef now, more water, please. Greg's keen.
Well, the good thing is, Robert, we won't run out of food. Right, OK. I do really like your meatballs.
Now, over to This Morning. It's a classic, this one. And this TV chef is cooking some very old recipes handed down by her grandma. But has a kind of strange... What?
Sorry. That was the show... Was that with Gino Dickett? Do you remember when he did a whole show about bereavement food? It was people who'd passed away and then they passed down their favourite dishes.
No, that
was
very
weird.
That was a whole show, wasn't it? Where it's like, today I'm making this dead grandma's favourite pie. And there's a picture of her next to the pie. That was on ITV.
I don't believe that ever happened.
Actually did. Jeff, check it out. It's probably on YouTube. Brilliant. This dead person's favourite lasagna is coming up. Okay, so Master Chef, thank you very much. Over to this morning, a family chef doing old recipes, but a very strange request to the viewers here.
A lot of those recipes are from my nana and my great grandma, but today I want you to be Johnny to my Fanny.
Talking about the famous one. TV chef Fanny Craddock and her husband Johnny there, of course.
Of course, Fanny Craddock. Of course. Who could forget? And have I gone see-through?
You've actually got... No, you're on.
OK. All right. Now, we're going over to EastEnders. Water, please.
Running out.
And Dot has a surprise revelation here about her old friend Ethel.
Do you remember that children's service at the church? I made your costume for you. It was Harvest Festival, and you went as a carrot. And Ethel, she come with us. And she smuggled Willie in her shopping bag.
Could see it coming, couldn't you?
You really could, but I still love it. Okay. Right, back over to this morning. And they're playing a silly fairground game. That silly Holly Willoughby. Making up the rules as she goes along.
Still three more, go!
Right, let's do it together. Ready? Three, two, one. First one to knock one off.
I love it when Holly says things like that.
I know.
Anyone else, it wouldn't suit Holly.
Yeah. All day long. It's absolutely fine, isn't it?
She can say what she likes.
And now, over to Storyville. Shooting Bigfoot, where they're roaming the woods trying to find Bigfoot. And it sounds like from this clip, if you see him, you will not forget it in a hurry.
Kind of firmly put it in place that it just couldn't be knocked off. It had to be jerked off.
Mm. So you think Bigfoot's jerked off a piece of meat?
Yes, I do. And that's a very good sign.
See what I mean?
So you think Bigfoot's jerked off a piece of meat?
Okay, and finally, over to this show, back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was having a last-minute conversation with Danny off McFly. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
All fine? Are we good? Oh, that was brilliant.
You cheat. You saved a bit. You said you were done.
Yes, Jeff. Who came off worse? Oh, you Jeff, are see-through, Jeff Brazier.
Well, there you go.
And where are you going now?
Right now, I'm going to go to a museum. I'm actually going to go to a museum for 2 hours.
A museum.
Yeah.
Okay, like that?
No, I did bring a change of clothes.
Did you actually?
You little sneaky tinker, you. Thanks, Jeff, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And come back soon. We do have a new idea which we're thinking of, which could be the new transfer deadline day, and you would be absolutely perfect for it if you're up for it.
Does it
you don't have to sign the contract now.
To commentate?
Yes.
Like an old school commentator?
Yes, that's right,
Scott
Jeff.
Scott Mills, just delivering the news and what he's going to be doing soon.
Yeah, that.
Well, John.
Okay, we'll let you know. And thank you for playing bingo. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
David Hendon says that Avicii tune is thick, but it's no Bumbleo. True. You're helping me boss this dissertation. Bosh a dissertation. You try it.
It's hard. Bosh a dissertation.
Oh, it's really hard. Bosh. Anyway, good luck with that dissertation that you're boshing. This is Mills. Track of the day from DJ Snake is coming next. Martin in Cambridge says, anyone from Towie getting spat on makes my day. Maybe do a whole cast special. Well, actually, I'm saying Dan Osborne Tuesday. Let me know if you're keen. 8999. I'm saying shirts off.
Yeah, but you say this. I mean, you always say this.
I don't.
You
when
do.
Was the last time we had a Shirts Off special?
You tried to campaign for Mark Wright to do it.
Yeah, but he wasn't keen. Dan Osborne, like, when have you seen him with clothes on? It doesn't happen.
I say it should be sort of trunks, like Splash.
What, you're in them
no,
as
no,
well?
No, I'm not getting involved in this at all.
All right, so why not?
What? No, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
But that's his gimmick. It's not my gimmick walking around in trunks.
Right, okay, so just a small pair of trunks is what you'd like from him.
No, listen...
No, you're not doing it, but you want to see him in a really small pair of trunks.
I'm not saying that.
And that's what you would like, and nothing else.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just suit up? That would be nice, wouldn't it?
No, I'm keen for the trunks. Let us know what you think, 8999. But Dan Osborne is playing Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, can you not eat a banana in my face again?
What's your beef?
I don't... Just not at work.
You gave me the most disgusted look. It was a banana.
I think people eating bananas in public, I've just got a thing about it.
So what are you going to do?
I don't... Just do it in the comfort of your own home.
There's nothing weird about it.
I don't know, I think there is. Also, what was that picture you sent me really late last night?
It was a picture I found of Arge.
Right, okay, is this... It's really confusing when I was like, who's that from?
Sorry, I know, and it probably came at an inappropriate time, because it was quite late,
it? Was
like
it? 11 o'clock. What were you doing looking at those pictures of Arge, please? why were you doing that at 11 o'clock?
No, I was just on my way home from the pub. I saw this picture and...
Were you eating banana at the time?
No, I was not. No, I was not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, those people find eating bananas in public weird. It's not cool. People judge you immediately.
I'd never thought about it before.
Well, you're being judged. Time for Solihull has been ongoing. How was Big Mo's set last night? Have I missed the details? No. We're going to speak to her hopefully in the next half hour or so. So Big Mo, that's Big Mo off EastEnders, you heard me right, and off The Jungle, did her first club set last night, actually DJing in a club in Kent. We got her on yesterday. She called us up because she'd heard that we were talking about her, and she was hilarious. She did a couple of shout-outs.
Yeah, we like that. Everybody in the house likes this one. That's cold.
Now, there have been some incredible pictures surfacing from last night. There's her, like, with her hand on the CD players, looking like she knows what she's doing. There's another one with the microphone on.
It's just a posed picture by the looks of it. Although, no, saying that, she must have done some DJing.
Mm. So we're going to ask her about what the biggest tune of the night was, what really went off. Also, if you were there and you've got a video of it, please let us know, because I want to see what a Big Mo DJ set looks like as well as sounds like. But Tom and Solihull and everyone else asking about Big Mo's DJ set last night, we're going to ring her in the next half hour or so and see how it went.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, talking of DJ sets, you know White D's got one coming up.
Oh, yeah, from Benefit Street. She's got a DJ set coming soon.
I found this amazing thing, and you won't believe this. She's got a song out.
Jenny can keep her block. I'm D from the street and I'm pleased to meet...
What is going on?
This is happening.
But it's a rap song.
It's like a rap song. She's kind of rapping, I guess. It's actually her.
Oh, I can tell by that smoker's laugh.
Lay my cards on the table for the critics to see. No cards unturned, you can't judge me. You think I've ever done enough, done to survive. Hold on for my kids, give them better lives.
Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier I asked you, are you keen on Dan Osborne in Skimpy Trunks playing Innuendo Bingo? Chris is going to be fully clothed.
Yeah.
It's just his gimmick, Dan Osborne. That's what he does. He did it on Splash. I mean, rarely with clothes on. And often with a skimpy pair of trunks, and that's about it.
That's what I think. If that's what he does, let him do it.
But I think you should overcompensate by just wearing loads of clothes.
Yeah, like, you won't actually be able to see me.
No, like completely unrecognisable. And he's like wearing hardly anything.
Yeah,
keen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Big Mo.
Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm well.
How was it? How was your gig?
It was good.
I've seen the pictures.
Have you?
Yeah. It's all over Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, is it all over Twitter and Facebook? Well.
That is a nice dress you're wearing. You dressed up.
Yeah, I know. Well, you have to be, didn't you? No, I mean, they, it was great. I enjoyed myself. Everybody was lovely. I met the mayor and the mayoress.
Oh, the mayor turned up at a club?
Yeah, and the mayoress.
Why were they out? So talk us through it then. You walked in... There was loads of people. You walked up to the decks. How was it?
Well, it weren't as quick as that. I went in, had a couple of drinks. There was food laid out.
Oh, a buffet?
Like a little buffet, which was nice.
I love a buffet in a club.
Mm. What is on the Big Mo Rider?
Oh, I don't know.
What, I mean, is there anything you demand? Because, like, normally, like, big DJs and pop stars, they have, like, a list of things that have to be provided at the venue.
No, listen, I'm no diva, let me tell you that. Whatever they supply, I'm quite amicable with.
And what was your drink of choice?
What was my drink of choice? Vodka and tonic.
Oh, lush.
Yeah.
So you had a couple of those, signed a few autographs, had a few pictures.
Yeah, it was great. Everybody was nice.
And, the pictures are really good, actually, yeah.
It was lovely. I mean, all the boys and girls there that was there, very polite. nice bunch.
I've seen a lot of Big Mo selfies on Twitter.
Yeah.
What was the big tune of the night?
Oh, now you're asking me something. I mean, there were so many, I don't know, like D-I-S-C Mars, I think they were singing. You know, oh, the discos? D-I-S-C-O. Well, they were singing D-I-S-M-O. They altered it all.
Right, so you had no idea what songs you were playing?
No, I mean, a couple I knew, but other than that, no, I was just watching the crowd. They were so enjoying themselves and dancing and what have you, and I met quite a few of them after and during, and lovely bunch.
And is it something you're going to do again? Are we going to see more DJ sets from you?
No, you never know. You may do. I enjoyed it anyway. So, who knows?
Do you know what? We're doing the breakfast show because Grimmy's on holiday in a week and a bit.
Yeah.
And on Friday, they have a guest DJ on.
Yeah.
Would you come and do it?
Of course I would.
Oh, my God, this would be amazing.
I think you could be the new Zane Lowe, Big Mo.
Yeah, we go.
Friday
Everybody
morning.
In the house, say yeah.
What other shout-outs were you doing?
Oh, I don't know. Anything that they told me to say, as long as it wasn't swearing.
Did you put your hands in the air like I suggested?
Yeah, I did. Made myself look a bloody idiot, but I did it.
Did you give us a shout out?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
The vodkas were on, she didn't know. We'll get in touch with your people, Mo, but I mean, that could be brilliant.
All right, love.
And then we can meet you as well. I'd love that.
Yeah, I'll make you laugh.
Oh, yeah, you will.
How was the intro? How did they introduce you? Was it good?
Yeah, they just said, in a minute, we've got Layla on here. Big Mo from... Oh. Layla.
Yeah, that's your name.
And they just called me Mo, so they, they was all shouting out, Mo.
That's what everyone calls you. We've got a better intro, which they can use for you next time.
What?
Here it is. One, two, three.
This is Big Mo. Mo taking over the show. Show with her new flow. Flow. You need to listen up. Shh. Mo.
That's good.
Yeah. You can use that next time.
Yeah, all right then.
Listen, we'll be in touch about the next tape, and it's really nice to speak to you, Mo.
All right, my love, thank you.
Speak to you in a bit then. Love you, bye.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I reckon Big Mo's going to be getting loads more DJ sets now.
Do you reckon?
I think this is just the beginning. I think this is going to be like her full-time thing now.
Big Mo Arena Tour.
Has she been, like, when they wrote her out of EastEnders, she didn't die, did she? So she could easily go back. Or did she?
I don't know. But I like the DJ. If she goes back, it should be as a DJ. They could rename the O2 the Big Mo 2. I mean, the world is her oyster.
Did you just say Mo 2?
The Big Mo 2. I'd go, wouldn't you?
What really worries me is like that is not just off the top of your head. You've actually thought about this, haven't you?
Listen,
like, it's not just something that's just like, oh, Mo 2. You've been thinking about it.
I see so many gimmicks for Big Mo. I think there's merchandising opportunities. I think there's the lot.
The pictures are really good. Are they on your Twitter and my Twitter as well?
Yeah, yeah. And respect to everyone with the Big Mo selfies as well.
Oh, also, thanks for watching. She's already back in EastEnders.
Is she?
I didn't know that. To be fair, I haven't seen...
I haven't seen
EastEnders for a while. Like, it's... I do actually like EastEnders, but for me, it's one of those things that's just a little bit too much commitment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's on-demand and stuff, but, like, I'll be there hours. I'll never watch it, because, like, one night I'm in, next night I'm out. I can't commit to that. So, yeah, she's back in.
Oh, no, she's definitely back, isn't she? Well, that's good, embrace the DJing side to her on there as well.
I mean, it's like, okay, let's rewind what we just said. Maybe it's just a sideline for her then.
Mm.
Like, the acting first, the DJing second.
What's the club in EastEnders called now? Do they still have one?
Don't know, but people will tell us.
R&R's or something, wasn't it?
R&R's?
I don't know.
It used to be E20.
Oh, my God. It's not been that for a long time.
I know. Like I said, I can't commit. It's very good, though. I watch it at Christmas, if that counts.
Good. That doesn't count.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone has sent in some fan fiction for you.
Yeah, I know.
Steamy fan fiction.
I've never had any fan fiction before. I mean, I know, like, bands like One Direction would get it a lot. And in fact,
just seen the last paragraph.
We've done some fan fiction ourselves on the show before, but never had any about me. Wasn't really expecting that. Anyway, moving on. A BBC introducing track from Dan Hyde coming soon, and also Route 94. I know. I'm just discovering more and more of it all the time. I can't possibly share this with you, listeners. I'm really sorry, but it is. It's quite.
Have you read the last bit?
No, I need to get to it. Right, so a few of our listeners have been on asking for an update on Fernando. You know your friend Fernando?
Yes.
Is his girlfriend still in Vietnam?
Yep.
On the Buffalo Trek?
Drinking all the Chang, finding herself.
Right, okay. What's she saying then?
She's good, but she's back at the weekend, so right. The end is near.
Okay.
Well, in sight.
Yeah. She's still having the best time of her life.
Yeah. And Fernando was saying that a few melty Facebook statuses have come up, which he thought was a bit weird.
Like what? What melty in what
best,
way?
You know, so sad to come home, that kind of thing.
Oh, right. He doesn't like that.
Fernando's fine because ultimately his girlfriend will be back at the weekend. It's all good.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully she'll come back.
Okay. Yeah. And is he still worried that
he's going to be massively inadequate?
Yeah, he won't be good enough, etc., because of all the great things that she's been doing while out there.
Absolutely.
And he won't be able to compete.
Absolutely.
Still thinks that.
At least we'll just deal with this at the weekend.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's weird, Jeff Brazier, because he's very polite.
Mm.
But he's. I can't quite make him out.
No.
He's a lovely guy.
It's a hard one to explain. He's really nice. He's really, really nice, but he's also... There was something slightly royal about him.
Yes. It was like we were being treated to a royal visit.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an occasional gentlemanly nod. And obviously very smart as well.
And quite sincere.
Very sincere.
In his goodbye. It wasn't like, right, see you later.
I was expecting, Ray! And what I got was a completely different Jeff Brazier to what I was expecting.
Mm.
I mean, almost classy, I would say. Like, looks you intently in the eyes. We'll nod the head and shake your hand.
So had he bought spare clothes? I still can't work out what went on there. Had he bought spare clothes?
I don't know, but why would you turn up to Inyo to Bingo in that? I have so many questions. Anyway, so Jeff Brazier, that's on the podcast tonight. Also, a chat with Big Mo, who did a DJ set last night. Apparently went down a storm. White D off Benefit Street does a rap, sure. Me not keen on eating bananas in public. All of this you've missed.
Oh, we're getting some horrendous pictures, selfies of people eating bananas at the moment.
Yeah, could you stop with the hashtag
banana selfie?
Banana selfie, please. See, that'll make people do it more now. It's just people like taking pictures of themselves eating bananas. Nothing
I don't know why it annoys you so much.
I just don't like it.
It is a good gimmick, that. I like that. Banana selfies.
It's impossible. People will just judge you. Like, don't do it in public. And definitely don't send a picture in to me. I don't want to see it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That is Dan Hyde on BBC Radio 1. My door. He's just took a picture of him, listening to me in his history lesson. Like, so there's like people...
Really?
There's people with their heads down working behind him. Dan Hyde's just tweeted, sitting in history, listening to Scott Mills play me on Radio 1.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Little selfie of himself. Imagine that, being in a history lesson, yeah, casually your song comes on.
Has he got headphones in, or is it, like, the whole class?
What's I think the whole class is listening, but they look like they're actually doing work and not paying that much attention to Dan's song or the radio.
If my song was being played on Radio 1, I wouldn't be doing any work all
I'd day. Be like, oi, you lot, my song's on! Listen!
Respect. For the history teacher listening to Radio 1 as well.
I know.
That rarely happens, doesn't it? History.
Not normally history. Often religious studies and a lot of art teachers let their classes have us on, but never heard of history before.
Special case, I guess, isn't it?
I think it is. And also because Dan probably obviously knew that he was going to be played today on Radio 1 on this show. So
And making history in his own school.
That's right. That's right, Dan. You're making history. Hey, listen, if you are making music at the moment, maybe you're a brand new artist, if you're making something as good as that by Dan Hyde, upload your tracks to the BBC Introducing Uploader. It's easy to do. bbc.co.uk/introducing if you're a new band or a new artist and you want to get your tracks listened to by some experts who know what they're talking about. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Could you stop showing people that picture of Arge, please? I know you're obsessed with it.
Oh, my God.
I know. He sent that to me at 11 p.m. last night. How do you think I felt, Greg James?
Did Arge send that to you?
Shall I send it to everyone in my phone book?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Including your mum.
That's a bad idea.
Wow. He's no dappy.
Why have you... where are you finding these? Are you searching for them?
Yeah, where is that from?
I just found it last night.
Found it?
What do you mean you found it? Found it where?
It ended up on my phone.
No. You see something on Twitter, don't you?
Oh, don't be sending that to me, thank you.
Okay. You know what you should have done?
What?
Should have replied, boring, try again.
Yeah. Don't want to see that at 11 PM.
I've not done that yet to someone, I should do that.
Yeah. Do it. It can have varied results, let's say.
Hugh has sent me a text that I've not replied to yet.
Go on.
Because we're going to go to a gig tonight.
Yeah,
do it. He's just gone, hi, Gregory, first band on at 6:45. Shall I go?
Perfect.
Boring. Try again.
Try again.
Ready one's Hugh Stevens. All right, we're going to play Arabella, Arctic Monkeys. Then we'll do Real or No Real. Hopefully, Hugh will have got back to you by then.
Probably listening, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, rubbish. It goes out everywhere, doesn't it? All over UK.
I'll send him the picture of Arj as well. Yeah, the see who gets the best reaction.
Yeah, send him the Arj picture. The Scott Mills Daily. Did you send him the Arj pic?
No, I backed out of that one.
Did Hugh Stevens answer your boring try again?
He just called me and completely unfazed by it. He's so lovely, he didn't even get fazed by it.
Hugh doesn't really get fazed by much, though, does he? Like,
no.
I just said you were boring, try again. Well, all right.
Boring, try again. He called and went, hiya.
Okay.
He went, I know you're just about to go on air, but it's a quick chat about tonight.
Who you going to see? Anyone good?
Yes, it's the NME gig tonight, so it'll be just a load of new bands, yeah, that Hugh Stevens is tipping. So, Circa Waves...
what's she doing?
Tipping.
Oh.
Circa Waves...
Tipping for the top.
Temples and Interpol. Oh, and Royal Blood. Royal Blood.
Ah, yeah.
No, is that basically Zane Lowe's theme tune, Royal Blood? He plays it at the start of every show.
Really does. Okay, what are you saying about this lot for Real or No Real?
Chimpanzees can identify other chimpanzees by looking at photos of their bottoms.
Interesting.
What, so they're going through his phone like, oh, that's Darren.
Who's taking these photos?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It suggests they've got a gallery of photos
of chimpanzees' bottoms, but they can identify each other's bottoms from a photo.
It's an interesting point because we all just look up, don't we? I mean, that's the thing. We all look at each other's faces. But the fact is, that's no weirder than, you know...
It's true.
Me going, oh, there's Scott, but it's because I recognise your bum.
Yeah.
But I think if you were to look... I mean, if you were to look at all the bums and memorise them, you would be able to recognise someone by their bum. Because we've chosen, as a human race, to recognise faces.
Agreed.
So everyone's bum will be very different.
Yeah, and we cover up bums, don't we?
Cover up bums.
That's the point. Chimps aren't wearing
faces
trousers.
They are not wearing trousers. Bums covered.
But here's the thing, right? Why is it specifically photos? Like, I mean, they can just look at a bum, a chimpanzee's bum, and go, oh, yeah, that's Dave.
I think it's probably an experiment someone's done.
Right.
I don't think they're going around with a Polaroid.
So it doesn't have to be specifically photos. Real or no real?
Could be a video.
I'm going to say... What am I going to say with this one? It's a tricky one, this. I'm going to go real.
I'm also going to go real.
That one's real.
Ah. Show them a picture. They know all of them.
That's incredible.
All the bums.
All their mates. Next.
Bird lover Tiny Temper is the proud owner of the UK's largest collection of rare Kenyan parrots.
Is he a bird lover?
He's a lover, not a fighter, but he doesn't say a bird lover.
The thing is, with things like that, all you've got, even
I'm
if
a bird lover, not a fighter.
Even if they're not, all you have to say is
bird lover, Tiny Temper,
and then he is.
Well, I love that. He's a twitcher.
What?
He's a twitcher.
What's that, please?
I think that's what is that.
What bird?
It is birds, isn't it?
I don't know.
I might get the animals mixed up here, but it's when you're fascinated by one particular animal. And I think, well, I know that's but birds, I'm sure you're a twitcher.
Really?
Yeah.
A curtain twitcher.
No, that's someone different.
That's a twitcher.
That's a paranoid neighbour.
That's a nosy neighbour. Right.
What are you saying? Pampas grass, twitchers?
Yeah.
So, he owns a lot of Kenyan parrots. That's what they sound like. That's the actual Kenyan parrot there.
Is this live from Tiny's house?
Yeah. Let's not forget that when that builder went and snooped around his house, not for us, but he did ring us, he does have a stuffed giraffe head. So I wouldn't put a load of Kenyan parrots past him, real or no real.
The builder didn't say much about any birds. So on that base, I'm going to say no real.
He didn't report an aviary that he spotted. Is it?
Oh.
It's either Avery or Overy.
Oh,
Avery.
God.
It's definitely not Overy. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I'm saying no real.
That
as well.
One is no real.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes trainers, not birds.
Yeah, that's right. But he does like the birds, if you know what I mean.
It's a twitcher.
Yeah, you're a twitcher.
What? Just a bird watcher?
Bird
like,
thing,
Chris,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, how do you know things like that?
It says a twitcher is a bird watcher who travels long distances.
Where did you learn?
To see new species.
Where did you learn that?
I don't know, it's just one of those things I know.
Next.
Kanye North and Kanye South are parliamentary constituencies in Botswana.
That is incredible. That's true.
So, in Botswana, we've got a Kanye North and a Kanye South.
Hello, I'm the MP for Kanye West, Kanye North. Hello, I'm Ian Jenkins, the MP for Kanye North. North. Can I count on your vote on Wednesday?
So, what are you saying about that?
Well, East and West are clearly not represented then in Parliament, right?
Don't know. Don't know much about Botswana and politics, to be fair. So,
no,
well, maybe you should.
Mm, maybe
should
maybe I'll learn. Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, I'm doing well today.
They are both areas in the town of Kanye in Botswana, which has been around since 1853. So, unfortunately, nothing to do with Kanye West.
Kanye, they must know about him, and they must, you know, do they reckon they celebrate him there?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Hope so. And pictures everywhere.
Next!
Snoop Dogg provides the voice of the speaking clock in his home state of California.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
So,
haven't you been the speaking clock once, Scott? I'm sure this happened. I'm sure at some point you had to go and be the speaking clock.
Yeah, I think a few of us did it. Fern did it as well.
The time will be 4:22 precisely.
The time will be.
Don't say that. She hates that.
The time will be 4:22 precisely.
There was a Gary Barlow one as well.
The time is 2:45 and 10 seconds.
The amazing thing about that clip is that is live. That's not even cut. That's just how he speaks.
He speaks that slow.
The time is 2:45 and 10 seconds.
The wrong intonation all the time.
Yeah.
Hello there. Nice to see you.
But imagine what a Snoop Dogg one would sound like.
What's crack-a-lack? And it's your boy Big Snoop D-O-Dub.
On the speaking.
Do you know what? He's, I reckon his timekeeping is poor. I would not trust that man.
Absolutely not. I mean,
do you trust him with the time?
Yeah, it's like Scott Mills time, Snoop Dogg time. Awful. Like at least 10 minutes late. So, Snoop Dogg.
What's crack-a-lack? And it's your boy Big Snoop D-O-Dub.
He's on the speaking clock in California.
He's up to some questionable stuff at the moment.
Damn right,
I've seen him on an advert.
I mean, he's made a career out of that.
What's this advert about?
Well, you're So Money Supermarket.
I'm just saying, why? I'm surprised he's on there.
I'm not.
Are you not?
Absolutely not. Right, love him, and he's obviously a legend, but he is the David Hasselhoff of rap.
Isn't it brilliant? No one's going to argue with
he has his, right, okay, he has his own range of dog treats now. He also makes dog blankets.
Yeah, but okay, if you're called Snoop Dogg, you would do the same. You would capitalise on that.
Yes, but Greg, I've never claimed to be cool.
Yeah, but he's got to do something. He can't be top of the game forever. Got to get the money somehow.
Real or no real? On the speaking clock.
This is no real. For me.
Saying real, and I hope this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish.
And it's your boy Big Snoop D-O-Dub. Mm.
So at the end of that,
10 for me, 40 for Greg.
Yes, Gregory.
Full house.
Can you say Fern again,
40
please?
40 of those.
I want to hear that again.
Yes, sure. Anything you want.
The time will be 4:22 precisely.
Stop it.
She doesn't really speak like that. She doesn't really hate that. She likes
it. The time is 2:45 and 10 seconds.
What's on your show today, please?
Film reviews with Rihanna from 4:30.
Yes.
Ricky Gervais talking about the Muppets film after 5.
Yes.
And then the next edition of The Mayor of Ware after 6.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm not on tomorrow. It's Matt Edmondson, Friday, 1 till 4 on Radio 1. I'm back on Monday.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.